KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies and 14 degrees. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy here in Atlantic and a high of 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. A woman who was a paraprofessional with the Clarinda Community School District died Thursday morning when the van she was a passenger in was struck by a semi. The accident happened around 7:44 a.m. at the intersection of Highways 2 and 59. According to the Iowa State Patrol, a 2018 Dodge Caravan, owned by the South Page School District, was traveling west on Highway 2 when the driver, 70-year-old Chester Johnson of Clarinda, failed to stop at the intersection. The van was struck by a 1998 Peterbilt semi driven by 31-year-old Spencer Lauman of Coyne, who was traveling north on Highway 59. The impact caused the van to spin around. A passenger, 46-year-old Jeanette Helen Carson of Clarinda, was ejected during the crash and died at the Shenandoah Hospital. The semi rolled onto its right side and slid into the north ditch. The van came to rest in the ditch. Johnson and a 12-year-old Clarinda School District student in the van were injured during the collision, and they were transported by Shenandoah Rescue to the Shenandoah Hospital. The intersection was blocked for several hours. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Page and Fremont County Sheriff's Office, Shenandoah Fire and Rescue, the Iowa Department of Transportation's Maintenance and Motor Vehicle Traffic Enforcement Division, and the accident remains under investigation. While police in Red Oak Thursday arrested a man for criminal mischief in the third degree, authorities say 64-year-old John Wayne Goodall of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 8:50 a.m. after he allegedly damaged, altered, and destroyed property intentionally that was not his in the 500 block of East Elm Street in Red Oak. Damage to the unspecified property was estimated at $850. Goodall was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports two people were arrested on warrants over the past few days. At around 3:15 a.m. Thursday, 27-year-old Christian Robert Heffling was arrested during a traffic stop on I-29. He was taken into custody on a warrant for OWI first offense and for providing false information, identification information. His bond was set at $1,300. And Tuesday morning, 32-year-old Samantha Renee Rodriguez of Glenwood was arrested on a Shelby County warrant for failure to appear. Her bond was set at $300. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says Iowa has received 160,000 first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine thus far, and about 106,000 of them have been already administered, mostly to frontline healthcare workers. Reynolds said demand will continue to vastly exceed supply in Iowa for quite a while, and she says that Iowans will need to be patient, that vaccines are coming, and that there's good news on the horizon, but it's just going to take some time. The plan, she says, calls for adding more essential workers to the vaccine mix starting early next month. The governor says it's possible the state will be sent more doses of the vaccine, but there's uncertainty with the change of the administration. And on related notes, on Thursday, Governor Kim Reynolds updated the Phase 1B vaccination plan to include all persons 65 and older rather than the previously communicated 75 and older group. Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson said we still expect to begin vaccinating 1B populations in February, and she added we're thrilled to see that more people are eligible to receive the vaccine. We're hoping for great news about when we can expect to receive our allocations. If you meet the 1B eligibility criteria, you can complete a survey at casshealth.org/COVID vaccine or call 243-3250 and press 7. Cass County Public Health is collecting contact information for those who want to receive the vaccine. If you already have completed the survey, you do not need to take it again. Cass County Public Health will contact you about an appointment once the vaccine is available. Labor unions representing state workers have filed a complaint with the state Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, arguing that the lack of a mask mandate at the Iowa State Capitol threatens the safety of everyone who enters the building. The Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO President Charles Wishman, said in a letter sent to House Speaker Pat Grassley and Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitfer on Thursday that their refusal to enact or enforce a mandatory mask policy shows a lack of concern about the coronavirus pandemic. The union and representatives from six other Iowa labor unions filed a complaint Thursday with the Iowa Division of OSHA. Whitfer and Grassley say that they believe they're taking the needed precautions. And Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is blasting the Trump administration for granting more ethanol waivers to the oil industry just before Joe Biden became president.
what we saw in the final hours of the Trump administration was a disgrace to the biofuels community.
A federal court already has temporarily blocked the three waivers that Trump EPA's granted to small refineries, excusing them from the requirement to blend ethanol into gasoline. Grassley said the waivers are part of the flawed system.
You know, one of the problems we've had with how that program's administered, there's not enough transparency in it.
And due to the way the EPA has run the program, it's still not clear which refineries were granted the last-minute waivers. Republican Joni Ernst, Iowa's other U.S. senator, has not commented on the last-minute Trump administration waivers from ethanol blending requirements. In our funeral announcements, Helen Brook, age 97, of Harlan, died January 10th in Omaha. A private family mass of Christian burial for Helen Brook will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald Keith Lauer, age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Keith Lauer will be today at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Masks and social distancing will be practiced. Required. Richard Wittrup, age 94, of Harlan, died January 14th. Memorial services for Richard Wittrup will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Larry Culver, age 79, of Menlo, died Saturday in West Des Moines. A celebration of life for Larry Eugene Culver will be today at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michaela Mickey Ann Williams, age 82, of Harlan, died Saturday. A celebration of life for Mickey Williams will be today at 2 o'clock at Grace Baptist Church in Harlan, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Cynthia Peterson, age 98, of Exira, died Monday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Cynthia Peterson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Arlene Gustafson, age 92, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died December 22nd. Funeral services for Arlene Gustafson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Robert Stewart, age 90, of Council Bluffs, died January 14th. Private family mass of Christian burial for Robert Stewart will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ron Shipley, age 71, of Atlantic, died January 13th. A celebration of life memorial service for Ron Shipley will be on Sunday at 2:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lorraine Kors, age 88, of Garner and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. Graveside services for Lorraine Kors will be Monday at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Cataldo Funeral Home of Garner is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Weston, age 68, of Grant, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Richard Weston will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Grant Cemetery. Wolf Billings Funeral Chapel of Villisca is in charge of the arrangements. Karen Radcliffe Mulgard, age 79, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Karen Radcliffe Mulgard will be January 30th at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bob Jones, age 93, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres. Private family services for Bob Jones will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Linda McCall, age 77, of Orient, died Tuesday in Creston. Private family services for Linda McCall will be held. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.